After that,
在那个之后
that the angel disappeared,
在天使消失之后
and it says in the 22nd verse,
在第二十二节说
and Gideon perceived that he was an angel of God.
基甸见他是耶和华的使者
Gideon woke up.
他醒来了
It wasn't a dream.
不是一个梦
It wasn't an illusion.
不是任何的幻觉。
It was an angel.
是使者。
It was real.
是真的。
We have to come, first of all, our faith has to be set and established in the reality of God.
首先我们的信心必须建立在神的真实上。
Our world is so full of illusion and deception.
我们的世界充满了幻觉，充满了欺骗。
There's as many religions in the world as there are people.
世界上有多少种族就有多少的宗教。
Who is right? What is right? Where is right? Is there any right?
谁是对的？对的在哪里？有什么对的事情？到底有没有对的事？我们怎么知道呢？
Faith has to begin in the reality I know.
信心必须从这个开始，就是这个真实，
真实就是我知道。God will work with us very patiently.
神在我们身上做工会很有耐心
and wonders and miracles.
他会给我们证据给我们神迹奇事
He doesn't get angry with us.
他不会生我们的气
He knows how hard it is to believe in our world.
他知道在我们的世界要相信有多么困难
And so he works very patiently with us.
所以他在我们身上做工的时候就很有耐心
Because he wants our faith to be established.
因为他要我们的信心建立好
In fact, Paul says in the book of Corinthians,
事实上保罗在哥林多书里面有讲
He said, I didn't come to you with fine sounding words.
他说我到你们的面前并不是用一些好的话
But I came to you in a manifestation of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit and power that your faith might be established.
他说我到你们面前是带着圣灵的大能跟明证好让你们的信心得以坚固
That's what miracles are for.
这就是神迹的目的。
There's another scripture that said, if you don't see a miracle, if you don't see signs and wonders, you can't believe.
有另外一个经文讲到说，你们若不看见神迹奇事，你们就没有办法相信。
Faith has to be established. That's where it all starts.
信心必须被建立，这是一切的起点。
The Spirit hasn't come yet.
圣灵还没有来。
But an awakening has come.
但是一个唤醒、觉醒已经来了。
A messenger of light has come.
一个光的使者已经来到了。
Now his the darkness of fear and the darkness of questioning and the darkness of frustration has been penetrated.
现在惧怕还有怀疑发问的这些黑暗已经被穿透了。
Light has come.
光临到了。
I've seen an angel.
我看见了一位使者。
It's true.
这是真的。
It's true.
是真的。
God is real.
神是真实的。
It isn't just legends that our fathers have told us.
这不只是我们祖先告诉我们的传说而已。
It's not only true, but he's alive.
这不只是真的，而且他是活着的。
He's real today.
他今天是活着的。
When God revealed himself to Moses, he said, the I am, that's my name.
当神将自己启示给摩西的时候，他说我的名字就是我是自由拥有的神。
Not I was,
不是我过去是。
Not I will be,
不是我将来会是。
In other words, God is always in the present.
换句话说，神总是在现在的。
Man has to live always in the present. We don't have past or future.
人必须总是活在现在，我们没有过去，没有将来。
We just have now.
我们只有现在。
And God comes to us now.
神现在临到我们。
He always comes to us in our now.
他总是在我们的现在临到我们。
And he came to Gideon.
他临到基甸。
Just like he comes to many, many others.
就像他临到许许多多其他的人一样。
And regardless of what form he uses, his purpose is to reveal himself to the point that I am sure and believe.
不管他用什么样的方式临到，他的重点是要让我能够相信，知道他的真实。
Regardless of how long it may take, we can't go any further until we come and cross that dividing line.
不管要花多少的时间，我们没有办法继续的前进，除非我们先到了这个分界线。
God can work in lives for years until he brings them to that dividing point.
神可能在一个生命中工作了好多年，直到他把这个生命带到这分界点。
In the development of their conversion,
在他们回转的发展中
，that wonderful man of God called John Wesley.
那位奇妙的属神的人就是约翰卫斯理
It was 6 years until he got to that dividing point.
他过了六年的时间才到那个分界点。
And he was raised up in a Christian home.
他是在基督徒的家庭长大的。
And he thought everything's okay.
他本来以为一切都没有问题。
But he discovered his faith wasn't sure at all.
但是后来他发现他的信心根本没有把握。
On a storm at sea, he couldn't answer some Christians' questions. Well, what are you afraid for? Aren't you going to heaven? Well, I...
当他坐船在海上起了风暴的时候，他没有办法回答一些其他基督徒问他的问题，说你有什么好怕的呢？你不是会到天上去吗？他说我不知道。
I'm not sure.
我不肯定。
I don't know.
我不知道。
Took him 6 years because I know.
他过了六年的时间才能够说我知道。
God is patient.
神很有耐心。
But we have to come to that point where God is real and nothing can take that away.
但是我们必须到一种程度，就是知道神是真实的，没有任何东西能够把这个拿走，其他的事情可能发生。
Problems can come.
问题可能临到。
Difficulties can come.
困难可能临到。
Sorrow and grief can come.
忧伤难过可能临到。
But one thing I know.
但是我知道一件事。
God is real.
神是真实的。
That's where God has to start.
这就是神必须开始的地方。
And now I want to look at the second step.
现在我要来看第二步。
In the very same verse you read it.
就在同样的一节经文里面你会看到
First he says when Gideon perceived that it was an angel of God he said Wow, what have I done?
当基甸知道说他是耶和华的使者他说啊，不好了我做了什么事情了
Oh God I saw an angel face to face and look what I, how I treated him
你看我跟天使面对面但是我却这样子对待他我甚至都没有礼貌
I threw my questions in his face my doubts, my fears
我把我的问题我的惧怕怀疑通通丢到他的脸上
I told him I didn't believe he was even real
我跟他讲我甚至不相信他的真实
I made him give me a sign
我要他给我一个证据
My God, what have I done?
神啊我到底做了什么事啊
And a terrible fear came into him.
一个很可怕的惧怕就进到他的里面。
A fear.
一个惧怕。
That's the next step.
这是下一步。
Prodigal son.
浪子。
First thing, he came to himself.
第一件事情他醒悟过来了明白了。
And when he came to himself, he said, Oh, but I'm a sinner.
当他醒悟过来的时候他说、啊、我是个罪人。
I'm gonna die here.
我要死在这里了。
What have I done? I wrecked everything.
我到底做了什么我把一切都毁了。
With the awakening comes reality.
随着这个唤醒，有一个真实来到了。
I personally need God.
这个真实的情形就是我个人我自己需要神。
I am not right with God.
我在神的面前不对。
I am a sinner.
我是个罪人。
I have displeased God. I've insulted God.
我没有讨神的喜悦。
I haven't welcomed him.
我没有欢迎他。
I haven't wanted him.
我一直不想要他。
I haven't sought him.
我没有寻求他。
I blamed him.
我怪罪他。
And now he's come.
现在他来了。
Dear God, what do I do?
天哪，我做了什么事情？
The conviction of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵让他知罪。
That's the very next step.
这是接下来的一步。
In our development to the place.The Holy Spirit comes upon us.
就是在我们要让圣灵到我们身上之前，这是发展中的一步。
Our faith has to be established.
这一切都必须先有，我们的信心必须建立。
We have to have light to see heaven.
我们必须有光看到天上。
To see the angels.
看到天使。
To see God.
看到神。
To see reality.
看到真实。
And then,
然后
we have to have light to see ourselves.
我们必须有光看到自己。
And one's a beautiful sight, and one's a terrible one.
一个是很美的景象，另外看到自己，这是一个很糟糕的景象。
We cannot know God any more than we know ourselves.
我们认识神没有办法超过对自己的认识。
The revelation of ourself.
我们自己的启示。
And the more that revelation increases, the more our revelation of God will increase.
我们对自己的认识越增加，那么对神的启示也就会越增加。
If you have a 10-gallon bucket,
如果你有一个十加仑的水桶
that's filled with rubble, bricks and stones and all kinds of things,
里面装满了石头各种各样的废物
you cannot pour 10 gallons of water in it.
你没有办法把十加仑的水浇到放到里面
you can fill it,
你可以把它给
but it might only take a couple quarts.
充满了水但是或许只需要一点点
But every rock or every stone or every brick you take out of there, you can put more water in.
但是如果你把越多的石头越多的砖块拿出来你就可以把更多的水放进去
It has water from the very first.
它一开始就有水的
but not very much.
但是水不多。
Because it's filled with all kinds of other things.
因为它里面充满了各种各样其他的东西。
That's like our life is.
这就像是我们的生命一样。
And the more we can clean out the bucket, the more water you can put in.
我们越能够把那个桶子给弄干净，你就能够把越多的水放进去。
But first comes a tremendous revelation of my bucket is full of other things.
但是首先有一个很大的启示，领导就是我的桶子里面充满了各种各样的别的东西。
I've got a 10-gallon bucket, don't I?
我是有一个十加仑的水桶，
well,
对不对？
Well, give me 10 gallons of water.
好，给我十加仑的水。
Sorry, I'm sorry, I can only give you a quart. I want 10 gallons.
对不起，我只能给你一垮特的水。不，我要十加仑。
But I can't. It just overflow.
但是我没有办法，这水会满出来。
Well, I paid you for 10 gallons. You've given me a promise. You'll give me 10 gallons. I want 10 gallons.
但是我已经付了你十加仑的钱，你也跟我答应了，我要十加仑的水。
Well, look.
看。
Have you been to an optometrist? Have you had your eyes examined?
你有没有过检查过眼睛？
Well, yes. Did he give you a pair of glasses?
他有没有给你一副眼镜？
Well, yes.Well, you're not wearing them.
你没有戴眼镜。
Well, no. Would you mind putting them on?
请你把眼镜戴上好吗？
Why?
为什么呢？
Because I want you to look at your bucket.
因为我要你好好看看你的水桶。
What is a 10-gallon bucket? Would you please get your glasses?
你说这是十加仑的水桶啊？不，你一定戴上眼镜。你戴上眼镜好好看一看。And then look at it.
And he gets his glasses, and he looks at it, and it's full of rubble.
然后他戴上了眼镜，就看到原来那个桶子里面充满了废
物。Now, where am I going to put your 10 gallons, please?
我到底要把你的十加仑放到哪里呢？
Well, I guess I have to get a few things out of here.
我想我必须把这桶子的一些东西给拿掉。
Yeah, I guess so.
我想是这样子的。
That is the second revelation.
这是第二个启示。
The revelation of God.
神的启示。
And the revelation of himself.
还有他自己的启示。
The revelation how wonderful God is.
第一个启示就是知道神有多么奇妙。
And the revelation...of how miserably we've treated him.
而且另外一个启示就是知道我们对他多么不好。
We haven't encouraged his blessing. We haven't encouraged him to come. We don't believe in him.
我们不相信他，我们也不相信他的祝福，也没有希望他来。
We've blamed him for all of our troubles.
我们所有各样的困难都怪罪于他。
And in our thoughts at least, and perhaps in our words, we've insulted him.
在我们的思想上，甚至在我们的言语上，我们都侮辱了他。
And now he's come.
现在他来了。
And there comes a conviction, the realization, God be merciful to me.
于是他就知罪了，他就知道说神啊，求你怜悯我。
And he had a tremendous fear that day.
那天他有了很大的惧怕。
That's the first and the second revelations that God gives when he comes.
这是神来到的时候所给的第一个跟第二个启示。
And then,He heard the voice of the angel, but now he hears the voice of God.
然后他听到了不只是天使的声音，而是神的声音。他已经发展到这样的程度。
He developed that development that not only he heard the angel and talked with him and argued with him.
他已经发展到不只是跟天使说话，跟天使争论。
But now he hears God speaking.
现在他听到神说话了。
And it's a wonderful voice of God. It wasn't condemning him or cursing him or judging him.
神的声音是很奇妙的，神没有在怪罪他，没有定他的罪或是审判他。
But the Lord said,
但是主说
Gideon,
基甸
peace,
平安
peace,
平安
peace from God,
平安从神而来
Don't fear,
不要怕
You're not going to die,
你不致死。
Just because you treated me that way, you're not going to die.
只因为你那样子对待我，你不会死。
Actually, he gave him a new word.
其实神给他一个新的字。
We'll go on. The third step of revelation.
启示的第三步。
Is in our cry unto God, I've look what I've done. The fear, the conviction, the convincing yourself what I am and what I've done.
就是。神让你知道说啊，我做了什么样的事情，我是何样子的惧怕。说神啊，求你怜悯我。
Alas, 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 alas!
完了，完了。
Because what I've done.
因为我所做的事情。
In all that.
在这一切当中。
There comes a wonderful new gift, a revelation.
有一个神就会把一个很奇妙的启示赏赐给你。
Peace.
平安。
You're not going to die.
你不致死。
You're going to live.
你要活。
Peace.
平安。
That's the third step in our development of God.
这是我们在神里面发展的第三步。
And that is, there comes the peace.
就是有平安。
You know.
你知道。
That you shall live.
你必要活。
Because I live, you too shall live.
因为我活着，你也必要活着。
He that believeth in me shall never die.
凡信我的就永远不死。
We have life.
我们有生命。
Peace comes.God gave him the gift of peace and the gift of life. You shall not die.
神就把生命跟平安赏赐给他。你必不致死。
You shall live.
你必要活。
You shall live.
你必要活。
Oh, I remember when I first spoke those words to me. I tell you, the most gorgeous day in my whole lifetime.
我记得神第一次跟我讲这话的时候，那是我一生当中最荣耀的一天。你必要活。
And a great peace. All of that horrible confusion and fears and conviction.Of the judgments well merited that had been going through for 6 months, suddenly they were wiped away.
那时候极大的平安就临到我了。本来六个月以来，我一直非常的混乱，非常的恐惧，想到说那审判会临到我。忽然之间，这一切都给涂抹掉了。
Peace.
平安。
You shall live.
你必要活。
And then we find something.
然后我们还发现另外一件事。
Gideon built an altar.
基甸就筑了坛。
An altar is a place of worship.
祭坛是敬拜的地方。
And from there on, he became one that worshipped God.
从那个时候开始，他成为敬拜神的人。
Now he's joined himself to the people of God.
现在他已经加入了神的百
姓。Now he's a worshipper of the Almighty.
现在他是敬拜全能神的人。
And he had a wonderful revelation because he gives God a new name.
他有一个很奇妙的启示，因为他给神一个新的名字。
And he gave his name to an altar.
他把这个坛起了一个名字。
He called it Jehovah Shalom.
他称之为耶和华沙龙。
The God of peace.
就是赐平安的神。
The God of peace.
赐平安的神。
What a difference.
这差别何等的大。
We would call him at that point, we would say he's a Christian.
我们可以说在那个之前他是个基督徒。
He's come through all the struggle of passing from darkness to light.
他已经经历过脱离黑暗进到光明的挣扎。
He's come through all the passages he had to go through.Of turmoil and the fightings.
经历过所有的征战，所有的混乱不安。
And he's come to realize God is not my enemy; he's my savior.
他开始明白神不是我的敌人，他是我的救主。
With all I've done, and all my insulting him and displeasing him.
尽管我做了那么多事情侮辱他，不讨他的喜悦。
He's not angry with me.
他不生我的气。
He's my savior.
他是我的救主。
He's the God of peace.
他是平安的神。
Jehovah Shalom.
耶和华沙龙。
That word Shalom is a word of peace that they use all over Israel.
沙龙这个字是他们在以色列到处都用的。
When you meet somebody there in Israel, you say Shalom.
当你在以色列跟人家见面的时候，你就会说沙龙。沙龙。
Peace.
平安。
Comes at dates way back here.
这是。这个字一直追溯到这里。
Jehovah Shalom,
耶和华沙龙。
The God of peace,
赐平安的神。
And once you have the light to see God and the light to see yourself,
一旦你有光，看见了神，看见你自己。
The next thing you want is to come to peace.
接下来你想要的一点就是进到平安中。
And when you come to peace, you also come to life.
当你进到了平安里面，你也进到了生命里面。
I'm not going to die.
我不会死。
I'm not going to hell.
我不会下地狱。
I'm not one of those that becomes an enemy of God.
我不会成为神的敌人。
And you build an altar.
你就筑了一座坛。
And you bring worship into your life and into your home.
你把敬拜带到你的生命，带到你的家中，或许带到你的家庭里。
And you're ready for the next step.
你已经预备好要接受下一步。
We won't go that next step today because it's a long one.
今天我们不会讲的下一步，因为那很长。
But the Spirit hasn't come upon him yet.
但是神的灵还没有降临在他的身上。
I want you to notice that.
我要你注意到这一点。
But he has been what we call saved.
但是他已经是我们所称的得救了。
That, yes.
那个已经有了。
And that's forever.
那是永永远远的得救了。
But the Spirit hasn't yet come upon him.
但是圣灵还没有降临在他的身上。
Some other things have to take place. In fact, if you'll notice in the 26th verse, he built an altar unto the Lord. In other words, a second altar.
有别的事情必须发生。如果你注意到的话，在26节里面，他又为耶和华筑了一座坛，这是第二座祭坛。
There's really two altars.
其实真正的祭坛有两座。
But we won't go into that tonight.
但是今天晚上我们不说。
Just the fact.
我只讲一个事实。
That God deals with us and takes us through processes of development.
神带领我们，会带领我们经历过一些发展的过程。
Regardless of how quick or how slow those processes are.
不管那些过程多快或是多慢。
We are in the hands of God.
我们在神的手中。
He has our life in His hand.
我们的一生都在他的手中。
And He is taking us on into His perfections.
他继续会带领我们，直到我们变得完美。完美，他是信实的。
And he reveals himself to us as we're able to receive it.
他按着我们所能够领受的，将自己启示给我们。
And he reveals ourselves to us as we are able to receive it.
而且也按着我们所能够接受的，把我们自己启示给我们。
I found I was getting a little bit difficult for me to see long distance.
我发现我现在已经很有点。
I can read all right.
我能够看得远处有点困难，我可以。
But not the street signs over there.
我。要看书没有问题，但是要看街上的标志就不行了。
And a lot of things I couldn't see over there.
有很多东西我在那里我也看不见。
So I got a pair of glasses.
所以我就有了一副眼镜。
Oh, everything brightened up.
好，一切就变亮了。
I could see those things.
那些东西我看见了。
And a couple years went by.
后来又过了两三年。
Still hard to see those signs.
那些标志我还是看不清楚。
So I went again.
所以我又去。
I got another pair of glasses.
我又买了一副眼镜。
Oh, now I can see better.
好，现在我看得比较好了。
You know, you might have to go through several glasses before you get your bucket empty.
或许你的桶子要弄空之前，必须有好几副眼镜。
But God just keeps working with us.
但是神不断地在我们身上工作。
Because He wants to fill us with His Spirit.
因为他想要用他的灵来充满我们。
Do you remember the story of the wedding where Jesus turned the water into wine?
你们记不记得在那婚宴的时候，耶稣把水变成了酒？
Remember they had stone water pots?
记不记得他们有石缸？
And they held about 40 liters apiece.
一口石缸可以差不多装40公升的水。
And they didn't leak.
而且不会漏。
And you think a minute.
你想一想
，Nature doesn't make stone water pots that will hold 40 liters.
大自然并没有办法造成会能够装四十公升水的石缸。
Men had to make that.
这必须是人来做的。
How do you make a water pot of stone?
你怎么
？With a hammer and chisel.
你怎么样造成一个石缸呢？是要用锤子，要用凿子。
And a long time.
而且要花很长的时间。
We are like those water pots.
我们就像是那些水缸一样。
God's at work.
神在工作。
He may have to use a hammer and chisel.
他或许必须用锤子，用凿子。
But the day will come when he'll fill you up to the brim.
但是将来有一天，他会充满你，直到边缘。
And there won't be any rubble.
不会有任何的废物了。
It'll all be filled with the water of life and the wine of joy.
整个都会被生命的水还有喜乐的酒充满。
Lord Jesus Christ, I'm glad that you brought us to God.
主耶稣基督，我很高兴你把我们带到神那里。
I'm glad you're real, true, and wonderful.
我很高兴你是真实的，是实际的，是奇妙的。我很高兴你这么有耐心。
I'm glad that you know us.
我很高兴你认识我们。
And you're helping us to know ourselves.
你在帮助我们认识我们自己。
And Lord, help us to keep the right glasses on.
主求你帮助我们戴对的眼镜
right perspective,
让我们能够正确地看事情
to realize, Lord, you are dealing in our life,
来明白你在我们生命中工作
and you are at work,
你在运作
bring us more and more to that place of faith and surety,
求你带领我们让我们越来越有信心有把握
bring us to that revelation,
把我们带到那个启示中
until even when the enemy comes with tormenting thoughts, it can't disturb our peace.
即使仇敌带了一些折磨我们的意念来，也没有办法扰乱我们的平安。因为我们在平安的神那里已经筑了一座坛。
And you are our God of peace, and you said, "My peace I give unto you."
你说我把我的平安赐给你们。
Do not fear.
不要怕。
You shall not die.
你必不致死。
You shall live.
你必要活。
Lord,
主啊
，Thank you so much.
非常感谢你
that you are you
你就是你。
That you are our Savior.
你是我们的救主。
You're saving us.
你正在拯救我们。
We're not saving us.
不是我们在救自己。
In fact, if you leave it to us, we would undo everything. We spoil everything.
如果你让我们做的话，我们会破坏了一切。
But we're in your hands.
但是我们在你的手中。
Because you've chosen to come to us and reveal yourself.
因为你选择要临到我们，将你自己启示给我们。
Bring us into a right relationship with you.
把我们带到跟你正确的关系。
Take away our fears.
你拿走我们的惧怕。
Give us life.
把生命赏赐给我们。
Peace.
把平安赏赐给我们。
I thank you, Lord.
主，我感谢你。
Amen.
Amen.
上米勒牧师的信息，我们得以知道耶和华的灵降在基甸的身上，为着装备他来服侍神，来带领以色列人离开仇敌的手下。但在圣灵降临在他身上之前，神必须要先来预备他，神借着向他显现，使他有一个属灵的觉醒，认识到神的真实，接着他看到他自己的本相，看到他自己的罪而醒悟在那里。神接着给他一个应许，来这个赦罪的平安，哈利路亚。然后他成为一个敬拜神的人，脱离黑暗进入光明，哈利路亚。这时候他才预备好了，愿神也是同样的坐在我们身上预备我们，等候着圣灵的降临。器皿必须要被倒空，预备好了，才能够承担圣灵的活水降临。哈利路亚，愿神祝福你。